The Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield this week informed the Massachusetts Nurses Association Union that the hospital will cut up to 9 positions among its medical surgical nursing staff. It will also redesign up to 4 other various positions to accommodate the changes in personnel. Bay State Franklin President Charles Gajanto said that the changes are largely the result of shorter lengths of patient stays, which he attributed to improving medicine, technology, and increased coordination between other healthcare agencies to return patients to in-home care as a result of changing state and federal healthcare guidelines. From 2012 to 2013, the average stay per patient dropped from 3.4 to 2.4 days. Gajanto said the increase in empty beds is a common theme in smaller community hospitals.
When you look at the overall number of admissions and you look at that drop in length of stay, it's freed up beds. And what we don't have is new volume to fill the beds.
For the past 21 months, the hospital has been in disputes over contract negotiations with union employees with the Massachusetts Nurses Association, including impasses over wages and overtime pay. The hospital and employees have been operating on an expired contract for the past year and a half. Gajanto said that the layoffs are not a result of the labor conflicts.
Even if we had a contract right now, our volumes would still be the same, and we still would have had the same issue with empty beds, and so we still would have had to do the layoff.
Gajanto said that the hospital will work within the union-backed time frame of 18 days to hopefully reduce the number of layoffs.
We have some other openings in the hospital and are trying to offer the union an early retirement program with the hopes that maybe some of the more senior nurses, if they were interested in that and took the early retirement, it'd be fewer nurses that actually had to be laid off.
A representative from the Massachusetts Nurses Association was not available in time for broadcast, but the Springfield Republican recently reported that Linda Judd, chairwoman of the Massachusetts Nurses Association bargaining unit at the hospital, wrote, "The hospital's inability to retain physicians and surgeons, quote, has resulted in Franklin County patients being forced to travel to Springfield for routine services and procedures that should be provided right here in our own community hospital," unquote. Gajanto acknowledged the difficulty in retaining surgical staff, but said that Bay State Franklin is undergoing changes to aid in its recruitment and retention efforts.
"We are in the process of designing new operating rooms that we can build at Franklin in the hopes that, newer, more contemporary, modern space with the new technology that will be more attractive to surgeons as we go forward to try to rebolster the surgical side of the equation."
Northern Berkshire Healthcare is another example of a regional community healthcare provider changing operations to meet the community need for surgical care at a time when doctors are becoming scarce. A recently announced collaboration between North Adams Regional Hospital and Pittsfield-based Berkshire Surgical Associates will bring 2 additional surgeons to the hospital, which until recently had only 1 resident general surgeon. Northern Berkshire Healthcare President Tim Jones.
"To meet the needs of the community, we felt like that we needed to create a partnership that could support those demands. And instead of having people travel to go get the services, we're now bringing the services to them."
Recent reporting also says that the North Country Hospital in Newport City, Vermont, has made cuts to 19 positions, about 3% of its workforce, to save $1.3 million as a result of a $1.6 million loss in its operating budget of $80 million. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.